Good morning, it's 9:21. Well, the hectic Christmas season is over, but now comes the new year, the new you. Dr. Kathleen Hall is founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Well, Dr. Hall, you're just the person we need this time of year.
Happy New Year, Richard.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Or should I start singing Hail to the Redskins?
Well, thank you very much coming from you. That means a lot.
Hey, I'm from Atlanta, the Falcons, so that took a lot for me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it does. Well, sometimes the resolutions we make cause us stress to live up to them. How do you manage expectations if you're making resolutions?
Well, the thing about resolutions is, this is what I suggest to people. Reflect on last year, 2012, before you enter 2013, and listen to your life. Number one, if you don't reflect on 2012, you're just going to drag it into 2013. So what I suggest that people do is get a pen and write down, and also it helps if you have a partner, like a spouse, a partner, a family, or a friend to talk this over with. But list what your biggest triumph was in 2012. What was it? Did it have to do with your job, your family, your own personal being? And next, you may want to say, what was the biggest lesson you learned in 2012? And another thing you may want to ask yourself is, what was the biggest risk I took in 2012? So review 2012 with somebody you love and care about, because what they'll do is help you create 2013. And then I suggest, when you're going into 2013 tomorrow, what would you like to be your biggest triumph this next year? And also, what would you like to change most about yourself in 2013? And what are you looking forward to learning? I think all these are very, very important. And what I also like is, pick one word to describe 2012. Be quiet for about a couple minutes, take a deep breath, and say, what one word described last year? Then look at this next year and say, hey, what one word do I want to take in tomorrow to 2013? And the reason, Richard, this is important to do it with your family or a friend or a buddy, is about once a month, once every couple of weeks, have dinner, and each of you go around the table and talk about what Richard's word was, what Kathleen's word was, and what you do is you reinforce to each other, mine was patience, mine was anger, mine was changing my job. And what it does, support helps you really keep on focus of what you want this 2013 to be about.
And is this what you mean by mindful living?
Yes, being very mindful, absolutely, that what we do in this hectic technological world, which is fun to live in, but what our life can become a blur. And what we know is, people that are more aware are happier because they know the choices they're making. They know, like, if I push you or cut you off in traffic, Richard, I can reflect and go, you know, I really shouldn't have done that. So then at the next light, you go, you know, I'm going to let somebody in. And it's the same thing with our lives. Instead of being a blur and being the victim of your life, what you can do is start being the hero of your life. Choose, like 2013. Don't go into it dreading, and what are my finances going to be? What about my job? Go into it with your word, whether it's hope or forgiveness or whatever it is, and hold on to that word and get support from other friends. And what you'll do is you'll be able to tether that apart and what that really means in every facet of your life.
And resolutions are just goals, aren't they?
They really are. And what we know is, by January 20th or January 22nd, 90% or 95% of all your goals have gone away. So after doing this for 20 years, I really don't even have people make lists anymore. I think if you enter with a theme like love, forgiveness, a new job, whatever it is, that is more, you'll bring more specific things and changes in your life than if you name, I'm going to quit drinking, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. But if you say, I'm going to be healthy, let's say more healthy this year, then you may decide to change your food or exercise or get into a walking group in the morning. Do you see? It's a different way of doing a similar thing.
Well, sounds like you'll definitely have a happy new year.
Happy New Year, Richard.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute.